Phyllis.
Hello, Jazona. How are you?
I am super fabo.
Yay. What? I am, I was not aware that the chipmunks were going to lead us into our first, or I guess our second official.
Well, you said podcast. Single lady, so single ladies it is.
I thought the chipmunks were men. Weren't they all men?
I never saw a dick on them.
Oh. Well, but their pants were blue, I thought.
I don't think they had pants.
They were naked?
Fuck if I know. I just thought they were asexual. Not to be confused with homosexual, bisexual, heterosexual.
Or any of the other sexuals.
Any of the above.
Oh, well, they sounded wonderful. Thank you to the chipmunks for bringing in us in with the single ladies.
Does that mean you're over it?
I'm over it.
All right.
Turn it off.
Thanks.
There it is.
Thanks, Alvin.
Alvin is a male's name, I'm just going to say.
It depends what country you're in. That's a very sexist thing to say, Phyllis.
Well, excuse me for my ignorance.
Well, this is Jazana Stranger, and you're listening to Babylon with Phyllis and Jazana.
And our third partner in crime, who is missing in action tonight. I know. Who?
She's dead to me.
She is out of control because evidently we did not confirm. Scooter should have been here, but...
Scooter's a high-maintenance twat. Oh! high-maintenance twat.
Scooter was evidently confused.
Oh, this is your flight plan.
Yes, I know. Well, you know what? They don't offer us any paper, so I have to find paper to print things on. So I found all that stuff.
Anyways, all right, Scooter, you're dead to me for this week, so...
But Scooter will be with us next week.
Oh, sure, until something else comes up.
Until another bad day of work comes up.
Well, that or...
Or she has to go hang someone's TV.
Oh, hateful cunt.
She has to find her way through steel walls to hang someone's TV.
Oh, my God. So Jazana just moved. You know, it's part of being a single lady when you move out of your house that you shared with your boyfriend for 2 years. So I am sitting there all alone with no friends because I should have moved to Long Beach.
Yes, you should have.
I didn't.
I just said so many times.
I just wanted to be closer to the Mormon boy, Santa Ana.
I hope you don't have a long lease.
I love my place, though. It's a great place.
I'm looking forward to seeing it on Thursday.
Tomorrow night. You're coming to game night.
I will be there game night. We'll be playing games at Jazana's house tomorrow night, Thursday night.
I got a lot of shit to do. I'm telling you this right now.
Do you at least have, like, your bathroom set up?
The toilets are in working order. You know what's really cool about my toilets is that it's like one of these new toilets, and it's got this little round... It doesn't have a flusher, like a little... You know?
Yeah.
It's got a little round knob on top of the tank, and it gives you two options. Half a flush... Or 1.0 liters worth of water, or standard flush, 1.60.
So if you got like a big solid thing in the bowl, you
it depends how big your dookie doo is.
Right.
If it's a big ginormous wanker of a poopy doo, mm-hmm. then you need the full 1.6.
Well, you know, if you come to the boat this weekend, we have a very strict, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
You know, if you're going to just do a yellow, let it mellow, then just hang it off the side of the fucking boat and let it just pee out into the lake.
Oh, I do that too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So let me ask you this. Is the banana hammock coming out this weekend at the lake?
If you insist, it certainly will.
Not on you, but I'm saying, is there going to be any hot models to wear that for us?
We'll have to find some, but I'm sure that has not been a problem in the past. We'll find our friends Doug and Louie in Bullhead City, who, by the way, shout out to Dougie, who actually helped us come up with the name Babylon.
Is he listening?
I think he will be. Hmm. Maybe he'll call in and tell us if he's listening.
That's what we have yet to set up is a listener line.
Oh, well.
I can do that tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Until tomorrow... Until we have our listener line set up, you can reach us at Phyllis's phone number at... Just kidding.
I thought we were... Where are we meeting... Where can listeners...
right now, they can just... The easiest thing to do is you can email Jazana at jazana@jazana.com because that's easy enough. It's two words with an ampersand. It's an ampersand.
What is that?
The little A thing when you go like...
That's an...
Phyllis at... suckmydick.com or phyllis@whoresareus.
You're not supposed to be giving my email address out.
Sorry.
It's an at sign. It's just at.
It's not ampersand?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, you're thinking a tramper stamp. That's what you have on
my back.
Yeah, on your back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Heard that with my deaf ear.
So, oh my goodness. Well.
Phyllis, so what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from another trip to Mexico this weekend. I seem to have been spent more time in January in Mexico than I have here in the United States. It was quite an interesting trip.
Well, you do make tortillas.
I do. People think I go down there for work. I actually go down there to escape from work altogether.
Or buy diet pills.
Or buy diet pills. Yes, I am down.
Oh, look at the calendar. Down we're 20 so pounds. Booked.
I don't know how you can fit us in. Oh, my goodness. So anyways, this particular trip was a doctors and nurses flight trip. So we flew these doctors and nurses down into Mexico. They operate clinics. It's a wonderful organization. And I fly down there with our fellow gay pilot, Jeff Deidley. He flies his 172 down.
Now, would he appreciate you calling him a fag on this website, web podcast, and his last name, and that he's queer?
Oh, I think he wouldn't mind at all.
Course, why don't we just give him his phone number?
Oh, well, it is. It's 7...
Anyways,
well, last year, the town... Let me tell you, this small little town is such a cute little town. It's a very typical...
Where are we talking about?
We're talking about El Fuerte, Sinaloa. El Fuerte, like the strong, I guess. The strong now, Sinaloa.
Now, for us 100% American citizens, now where would that be?
Well, you know,
is it below Texas, below California?
It is actually Arizona? Below. It's below like Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah, it's below Arizona. It's north of where's it north of? It's north of. It's about equal to like Laredo on the Baja side, but it's across the Gulf of California, which would be on the mainland side, and it's inland. Los Mochis is the parallel beach community. Mm-hmm. So if anyone knows where Los Mochis is, if you're into fishing, and something tells me this crowd is not.
Into fish? Maybe fishing, no. But not into fish, I will tell you that.
But it's a very cute, very typical town. It has the town plaza, which we went
plaza. To. You sound like you're from Oklahoma, from my neck of the woods.
Do you remember when we went to the plaza in Puerto Vallarta and everyone's walking around and, you know,
it's watching the little artists do their thing.
Well, the plaza is similar in every little Mexican town. And so on Friday and Saturday nights, all of the people come out and they're walking around the town. It's the plaza. It's actually kind of a cruising area. You would kind of appreciate it.
And why would I appreciate that?
Well, because they have the little park benches right in the bushes. You just sit there and wait for someone to come.
So you don't have to like jump into the bushes to get your dick sucked. They actually have seating available in the bushes.
They have seating available. And they also have a very, you know, again, Mexico, they have a very good selection of bars to choose from. So we get down there Friday night. Jeff brought a guest and I brought a guest, Ryan, who I know listens to the podcast.
To the bushes?
Not to the bushes, bitch.
Little Ryan?
Ryan did not go in the bushes. Don't start any rumors.
Oh, Ryan. I know Ryan.
Ryan's honey. You know Ryan.
Don't say his last name, honey. You cannot tell people's last names on this interweb show of podcasting. That's a standard rule.
Oh. No last names.
Oh, I'd like to know his last name.
So anyways, we decided we were going to go. We drank there in our little hotel, and then we were going to go out on a night on the town. Which is very standard for the pilots because the pilots don't work the clinics on Saturday. So we go out and get drunk on Friday night. So there's anywhere from 20 to 30 pilots all out trying to get drunk on Friday night in this small town in Mexico. So we hit the streets. There is not a soul walking the plaza.
I burped. I apologize.
No one. And then, I said, well, let's just go to the bars. We hit the first bar. Bar's closed.
He's a douchebag. You got the same one on your phone.
Oh, did I? Oh, I did. So then, yeah, I think I got something similar to that. Thank you, Scooter.
Denied.
So then we go to the next.
This is me checking in uninterested. Wait for it. Denied. Go ahead.
So we go to the next bar, which is what Jeff and I have, figured out was the gay bar, closed. Every bar closed. So we finally find a bar that is open. It's called Bar Corona. Now, when you go into a place called Bar Corona, what do you think they're serving?
Gin and tonic.
No. I'll give you guess number two. What do you think they might be, I know him, serving as?
Personally?
No. What do you think Bar Corona would be serving?
Corona.
Oh, really? Well, that's what I ordered. And guess what? I was denied. They were serving Tecate.
I like Tecate because that's got a stronger alcohol content.
Well, it does. And evidently, the people in the bar thought it had a stronger alcohol content because they were all drunker and skunks and it was 10 o'clock at night. I swear to God, they must have been starting at noon. All of these rancheros are dancing around this place like, you know, arm in arm. And it's all guys. There was like three girls in the whole thing and a drag queen. I kid you not. There was a transvestite in there. So,
well, no, hold on a sec. There's not a drag queen and transvestite, as you say so delicately, are not two in the same.
I agree. You're right. They're not two in the same. So there's not a drag queen.
Right.
There was a transvestite.
Well, excuse the fuck out of me.
So anyways, we decide we're going to have a Tecate there, and they're not even selling small Tecates. It's nothing but the big Tecates. So we buy one Tecate for four people. We're all drinking out of one bottle of Tecate. And you look around, all these drunk bastards are dancing around this place to the live music, accordions and guitars and everything. And they're all holding their own bottle.
Because, of course, you wouldn't be holding it for them because you had one bottle up your asshole. I'm sure.
Oh, no. With the four of us, we're being very, 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 you know, trying. We're just taking it all in. So,
like I said, a bottle of your asshole, taking it all in.
So at 10:30, the place closes, and people are peeing in the corner. This is how trashy this bar is. I kid you not, people are throwing up in the bathroom and peeing in the corner.
Sounds like Mexico.
Yes, it is. And so this is when we decide we're going to follow the people to the next bar, which is called the Bar Nokino. And
Nokino. What are we in? Are we in like Asian wars or whatever?
We are in this bar. Everyone moves to the Nokino, and so we order ourselves a round of drink. And as soon as we like get settled in, and people are coming in, they get the live music going. All of a sudden, three masked men come into the bar.
Are you making this shit up?
I'm not making this shit up.
Why did I not hear about this before tonight?
Because I thought it'd be fun to talk about it on the podcast.
You're going to just throw me under the bus like this.
I am. So
this is bullshit.
Now, hold on.
Do you have photos? Can you prove it?
I don't have photos, but I know that there are two people listening that can witness this, and I have emails to prove it. So these three men have black ski masks, and they're carrying machine guns. Now, here's the thing. They did have jackets that said police on them.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I'm comfortable.
Well, you know you can buy those at any bar ditch in Mexico or Los Angeles at the little design district. In the alley.
Uh-huh. We found out later.
Did it say policia or police?
It said policia. Because if it said police, I would have known right away.
I'm impressed that I could know that in Spanish.
You knew the difference. So we found out later. So we're a little comfortable with the whole police thing. We're like, oh, so the police are there protecting us. Oh, we feel so good. Except after they left, I looked at Jeff and I said, Jeff, are you ready to go? He says, yeah, let's go. So we took off. We found out the next day that the police in El Fuerte actually don't wear ski masks, nor do they have machine guns. That, in fact, that these were narcotic assassins looking for people, their targets.
Okay.
And so I got to thinking that, in fact, these guys were in this bar looking for whoever they were looking for. And who would have known? Who knows what would have happened if, like, they found them, you know? But the nice thing about the Nokino is it's one of those bars where, you know, if they had shot someone, it would have been done, over, and things would have gotten going.
Come, let me get you something.
Well, that's lovely, Phyllis.
Yeah, something kind of like that. So, you know, if they would have shot someone, everyone, I think, would have just turned the other way and life would have gone on their own. But the moral of the story is, Jeff and I seem to have dodged death in Mexico yet once again.
Well, like the last episode stated, you seem to always find death in Mexico. So,
and I love it.
And I love it. I love it. Well, is it my turn to say something fun?
I think so.
Well, what's new with Gisana? Well, Gisana just moved. She has a new boudoir. mm-hmm. in Anaheim.
Uh-huh. Has it got cement floors?
It has wood floors downstairs. It has carpet upstairs.
Well, then you at least do everything downstairs because you can mop it up.
That's true. You know what? Martini made her first tinkle tea on the carpet today. Not the carpet. She did it in the bathroom. I've taken her out all day long, and I like kept her in her little room, which, by the way, you can read about Martini in Rage Magazine every month. The Adventures of Jizana and Martini.
I am so excited to read about Martini.
Have you not read the first episode?
I did. I read the whole thing.
Did you not love it?
I loved it.
Okay, you can read it online at ragemonthly.com. And I'm in the Orange County, so the OC, LA County version. There's the San Diego and Orange County and Los Angeles County version or edition of the paper. Anyway, so yeah, so we got in. I've been like keeping her, like she has her own room now. She has her own fucking room.
Really?
Yes.
How often do you let her out?
I let her out enough to take her outside. And if she pees and poops, I will let her out in the house. If she does not pee and poop, she goes back into her room.
Oh.
It's walking room. It's like bigger. It's like the size of this right here. It's a little powder bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It's all hers.
Now, you're making a sound to the listeners like we're in a powder bathroom.
Well, no, we're in our studio, of course.
Right.
But absolutely. Our studio is very confined. Okay, Phyllis, what the fuck?
Oh. Are you working me, Wilma?
Thank you. Yes, so anyways, I want to know, somebody had complained about our audio levels a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I did hear that. I heard a complaint about the audio levels, and I'm guessing it is the sound clips. The audio levels were not high enough.
It depends on the sound clip. Look at our master level. It's all the way up.
Yes, it is.
It's through the freaking roof. So, you know what? Back off.
So, you know what?
Unless you have something to bring to the table and tell us how to do it.
It's Karen's fault for not talking louder.
For talking louder.
Absolutely.
So,
you like your new place?
I love it.
And we're having our first thing there.
Game night. Our first game night is going to be tomorrow. So, yeah. So, tomorrow you will be visiting the new...
I look forward to it. Can I bring the dogs or are you allowed to have guest dogs?
I have a dog.
Just say about your dog.
Just
I
as long as they're
dogs.
Not like Dan's dog, Oliver, that marks everything.
Oh, good. Thank you. No, mine do not mark anything.
I don't remember. I don't even remember if I invited Dan's dog.
You invited Dan, so that means you invited Dan's dog.
I don't know about that.
Oh. Well, I can tell you. So, but no, because, you know, my place now, I got a letter that we're not allowed to have any.
I saw that, but that's because we had 12 dogs up here.
I know.
One weekend.
Yes, thank you. My carpet appreciates that.
Mm-mm. Not my dog.
Oh, honey. I'll show you exactly where.
Not my dog.
I'll show you exactly where.
My dog did not pee on your floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think so.
You weren't here, though.
Are you working me, Wilma?
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, you weren't here, though. Well, it was when Robert brought her over.
Well, that's not my fault, then.
No, I'm not blaming you.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Oh,
well, I don't know that we can talk about this.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa.
One.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I'll tell you that I'll tell you a little
bit
about.
Let's talk about your dating life, Phyllis.
I'll tell you that it's been interesting. It's been a different experience.
Have you upgraded to the Grindr yet?
Well, I've had Grindr for a long time. What do you mean upgraded?
You have?
I've had Grindr forever, but Grindr's not a dating website.
I just got it today. What is it?
It's a total hookup site.
Really?
Oh, it is absolutely a total hookup site. But no, I have met, you know, you, I'll tell you, the Adam for Adam, as much as I've been, was against it, I've met a few people.
Yeah.
But I met this guy, I'll tell you, that I've gone out with a couple times, and I really like him, so I'm talking about him now. He was in the Navy for 8 years. Did I tell you about him?
Keep going.
All right. Navy for 8 years, joined when he was 18, out when he was 26, he's 28 now. Really, really cute.
Ellie, I told everybody you were a whore, and I just want to make sure it sounds like we're having sex in here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so here's the thing. I've met him several times, and I think he's great. I really do. I think he's a nice guy, and he has stories for days. I mean, 8 years in the Navy.
I can only imagine.
Oh, I won't get into his stories. One of these days, he can tell his own stories.
You should have him as a guest on the show.
But I have – but here's the thing. So I've – you know, like before I met him, I like looked up his whole thing. I got him on my Facebook and
your
looked up all his
are
pictures.
So long.
I know. And he's really cute. And he is cute. He's got striking eyes. He's got striking eyes. That's and right. He's got striking lifts and all that. He's got striking lifts. No. This is out of control now. It's going to be that one.
Your hair is already such a disaster that the Red Cross wouldn't give it coffee.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So he's let his hair grow out, and I have a bit of an issue with it. So he's.
But don't let it go to your head. Your hair is already such a disaster that the Red Cross wouldn't give it coffee.
Okay, yeah. So he has issues with his hair.
Yeah, he.
How long could his hair be in, like, 2 weeks? You've only been dating him for.
No. That's the issue. I mean, I met him in current condition, which is hair uncut for like 2 years.
Uncut? You just said uncut.
Well, that too, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about his hair. His hair has been uncut for
so
like a year
uncut?
And a half. I will not divulge that information.
I'll tell you, I'm cut.
Well, yeah, because you're white.
Oh, that's a racist thing to say.
I know it is, but you are, so it is what it is. So, I don't know, now at this point, I mean, I enjoy everything we've done so far. I enjoy everything about him. He's got great features, but his hair is out of control. And so...
That's fixable. That's not, like, permanent. It's not like he's got, like, a complex or, like, he's an axe murderer.
Well,
hair is changeable.
It is, but do you start dating someone knowing that you want to change something about them?
If he's open and willing, why the fuck not?
Well, I don't know. He did mention that he was thinking about cutting it, so okay. I'm holding out because let me tell you something.
So fucking dramatic.
Let me tell you something. It's one thing to get pubic hair in your mouth.
Oh my Christ! Did you just say that?
It's another thing to be like just.
Now wait a minute. When you say that, does that mean that you are bare as a baby's bone down there, or what?
Well, I take care of things downstairs.
No, is it trimmed or is it shaved?
It's trimmed.
Listeners want to know.
It's trimmed.
Okay.
But that means it's not going to fall out in your mouth.
No, it's still hair, and if it gets caught between a tooth,
it is not
going to
get caught between anyone's tooth. But this hair, let me tell you, it is so long that when we were making out...
Now I'm confused. Are we talking about pubic hair?
No, we're talking about his regular hair. We were making out, his hair was in between our lips. That's how long it was. Look at that look on your face.
I hope he washed it.
Well, he did. It smelled great. I mean, it smelled great.
But hair's dirty because it's like a filter for your body. You know, like you're walking through God's green earth and your hair is like collecting all those particles.
When he came over, he had recently been checked clean.
Over?
We're not going to talk about that. That'll be for next week.
Did you have sex with him?
We won't talk about that. We'll talk about that next week.
Wait a minute. That's why you're so bitter, because you had pubic hair in your teeth. That's why you even know about. Okay, Phyllis.
Well, we've gone there. We've gone
where?
There.
Exactly. Where is where?
In the next room over, outside of our studio.
I need to get my Garmin out for this one.
But we'll talk about that next week if this continues. But so I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I really like him. He's got great stories, and he entertains me completely. But I look at his hair and I'm like, it's got to come off. It absolutely has to come off. Can I just like drug him and like shave it off? Would that be bad?
And I'm totally bored.
Well, then let's start. What about you?
What about me?
What about you? I understand you've been moving, so you haven't had a lot of chance.
I haven't been doing much.
You haven't
been moving is what I've been doing.
So no time for dating.
No time for dating.
No time for dating.
Not much.
Well, then there are some other things going on in the world other than your dating life.
Yeah, like people getting eaten by dogs.
This is out of control.
Who let the dogs out?
So anyway, so this guy in Slovenia who had three, let's see, they're called Bull Mastiff dogs. Bull Mastiff. Have you ever heard of this dog?
I think those are like those, what do you call them?
Well, they're similar to pit bulls. Here's a picture. Do you want to see a picture?
Oh my God, look at his fucking arms.
Yes. Oh, well, not that, we're talking about the dog.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm a dog owner. Phyllis is a dog owner. I own two beautiful Cavalier Spaniels. I know Jazana is a dog owner, has a Hellion Jack Russell
Terrier. She's not a Hellion.
You couldn't give her to me if she had two legs.
Oh, you know what? You would take her. If I died, you know I would
get her whipped into shape.
And she's then, into shape now. She's,
and then Scooter has probably the cutest dog, Pebbles, who I love dearly. And one of these days,
Pebbles is tortured and abused and doesn't have a normal life.
Absolutely, but she's still so cute. Anyway, so these dogs, look at this picture of this dog. This looks
ugly.
It is ugly. This is not, would you cuddle with this dog?
No.
Would you put it on your lap?
I wouldn't even put that dog in my house.
Yeah, well, evidently this man felt that these three dogs were worth saving because they had attacked a passerby. They had seriously mauled a neighbor of
your
this person.
Your dog's bitching in there.
Yeah, I know, because they can hear me talking about
She's
dogs.
She's interrupting the show.
So the dogs were taken away from him, and they went into a long series of court appeals.
Because the dogs attacked other people.
A neighbor, yeah. Like, mauled the neighbor. During the time that the dogs were in custody, then attacked a dog handler as well. So these dogs are evidently not friendly dogs. But this guy, this doctor, evidently felt it was necessary to save these three dogs.
Well, that's your people. That's the liberalism in play there. Oh, wait, Jazana is a liberal. My person
was
confused.
And Babylon is not a political platform, so we won't talk about that. And this is Slovenia, so we don't know about liberal and conservative in Slovenia. So after 4 years, this man, this doctor, finally got his dogs back. And guess what?
What, Phyllis?
They attacked him and ate him to death.
Yeah, it's true. They killed him.
They killed him.
His dogs killed him.
So I'm like, as a dog owner, thinking I have...
Well, your dog's retarded, first of all.
Well, only one of them is retarded.
And she's, the tongue comes like way out to your like...
I know. Well, that's why her name is Bessie, which is short for Besame, which is kiss me in Spanish, because she has that long tongue. And that is why Mia is such a happy dog.
Okay.
So... Anyways, I don't know. As a dog owner, I'll say this. My dogs bite me once, it's over.
Oh, Martini bites me all the time. But you know what? I'm not going to fucking get rid of her.
Well, I would.
No, I'm not. She gets discipline. You have
does
to
she?
Learn. Yeah, she does.
Really?
She does now.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it.
Well, she does. And she has her own room, and I take all her toys away, and I put her in there, and you're going to sit in there, lady, right next to the toilet.
I'm looking forward to it.
Or if you're from Oklahoma, the commode.
The commode.
Which I hate that word.
Oh.
My grandmother used that word all the time because she did not like the way the word toilet sounded. And
really?
Like, commode? Fucking for real?
Mm-hmm. Well,
something's fucked up with my Facebook mobile.
Well, that is really a shame. Well, all of Facebook is messed up. This is timely information. Who here is pissed off about Facebook? Send us a message if you're pissed off about Facebook.
And
because
for the meantime, you're going to have to send it to Jazana at Jazana.com.
I tell you, I am so furious about the new Facebook outlook way it looks because I cannot keep up with it anymore.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I have like three different web browsers because I have like three different personalities. So I need a web browser for each personality so I can be logged on to each personality's Facebook at the same time. And I only have one that actually has a new Facebook updating.
Really?
The other ones are old school.
Huh.
And I find that very bizarre.
And which personality has the new one?
My penis one.
Oklahoma?
Yes. No, not Oklahoma.
No.
California boy.
California boy. Oh, well, good for you.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else that you've got on the list?
Fuck yeah.
What?
Hello, you've been talking for the last 30 fucking minutes.
Oh,
it's my turn to say something.
Say something. God.
What is this last word? Shout-outs and events. Current events. Dogs. Okay. So, current events. Oh, what do you know? Here is Jazana's calendar.
Oh.
So, tonight's... We are going to see Wendy Ho. Do you even know who Wendy Ho is?
No.
Oh, my God.
Who is Wendy Ho?
I do a lot of her music.
Oh, she's the one you replicate.
Okay, that is not nice. First of all, she's actually a real female.
Oh.
And all the other drag queens actually replicate females. I'm one of the few that like to... I'm not a female impersonist. I don't do that. Your dog is really disruptive tonight, and I'm sure there's some lighting engineer who's going to be at some bingo event coming up in 2 weeks that's going to have a problem with the fact that your fucking dog is barking during our show.
You'll be glad to know at least this time I put him away. Last time they were out running free. This time I at least put them away, but she is actually barking through the walls.
Well, the door, which can be construed as a wall, yes. I suppose.
Well, that is the slow one. She hears our voices. What can I say? She wants to be out here. She wants to see her Auntie Jazona.
Yeah, well anyways. Surprise, surprise.
Well, so what else do you have on your calendar?
All right, so coming up on my calendar, the Museo, M-U-Z-E-O, is coming up with a new exhibit about frogs, the color of frogs.
When
and
is
they're
this?
Also doing, it's coming up, the grand opening is this Friday, the 12th.
Oh.
So I will be there in some sort of personality. With my camera, so that's in Anaheim.
On Friday
at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Also, the Hillcrest in San Diego. This is a San Diego event. Hillcrest Mardi Gras. Have you ever been?
I have not.
If you take off on the 17th, I will take you on the 16th to... It goes from 6 to 11.
Where are we going to stay if I take the night off?
We can stay probably with my pals.
Oh, well, good.
But it's a fun time. It's a hot mess of a fun time.
Well, then that's where I belong.
And it's the Hillcrest... Sorry. I thought it was... cut you down two sizes. I'm gonna have to cut this out. Don't worry about it. I'll take that out. I thought it was on silent. I'm so sorry.
Anyways.
Okay, so next.
Where's the Hillcrest event at?
That's in San Diego.
But where in San Diego? Is that at the hole?
Hillcrest, bitch.
Hillcrest is a big area.
It's on the fucking street.
Oh, it's just on the street?
University Avenue.
Okay, where are you going to be? Are you going to be at...
I'm going to be in the VIP area with Rage Magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to get me a ticket for VIP?
I cannot say that on the air because I have not been able to promise my other friends in San Diego. So I gotta,
yeah, but your other friends are freeloaders, so... Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, so if you're going to make fun of my friends, I'm making fun of your friends.
I didn't know they were your friends.
What's going on? What's going on February 27th?
February 27th is Big Hair Bingo. It's a fundraiser for AIDS Lifecycle, and you and I are going to be hosting.
Me?
Not you. I mean, what's her name?
Helen Waite will be hosting.
Helen Waite.
With Jazana Stranger.
That's true. We'll be there in person, live, at 7 p.m. It's a great cause. We need to raise at least $12,000. Well, 9, but 12 would be good, so Phyllis and I could at least make $1,500 on our own.
That's right. This is
we have bills to pay.
This is
we have wigs to make.
We do, and we have
girdles to buy
and makeup and
by
high
girdles,
heels.
I mean Phyllis has girdles to buy.
Bitch, shut up! My stomach is getting smaller. So Dean and Aldo.
Do you want some business, honey?
Yes.
What would you like? Would you like to promote your business here?
No.
Well, if you'd like a personal trainer and discreetly a discreet personal trainer, hit us up at jazana.com.
We'll get you squared away.
Yeah,
those were the
and then
drums. So Dean. But let's just say Dean and Aldo.
Why are we saying their name again?
Because no, I didn't say the last names this time, bitch. But Dean and Aldo have been riding the ride, the AIDS life cycle.
The ride. That sounds sexual.
I know AIDS life cycle for a couple of years, and I got to give this a shout out because they ride their bicycle. From San Francisco all the way to Los Angeles. Now, bitch, you won't even ride a bike from here to Shoreline Village.
No, but you know what I will do? I will put it on the freaking Amtrak, and I will put the bike on the bike rack on the Amtrak, and I will ride from here to San Francisco on the Amtrak.
On the Amtrak, well.
And back again.
They ride.
Not just there, but back.
Oh, well, God bless you. So we are helping Dean and Aldo raise some money for this. They need to raise a minimum of
$9,000
to participate in the ride. So it is going to be a fun event. It's a bingo event.
Your bitch is being very loud over there drinking her water.
Well, she's got that big tongue.
Next time we do this, their collars are coming off.
Okay, that's
you
fair.
Have to take the collars
yeah,
off.
That's fair. Lighting guy, the collars will come off next time, I promise.
Do not let me forget to edit that.
You're not editing. That's really funny.
I'll tell you about it after.
Anyways, so if you want more information on the Big Hair Bingo, go to jazana.com. It's if you register, when is it? Pre-registration is over February 20th, I think, something
the
like 20th. That. And it's $25. It's a great cause.
It's an open bar.
It's an open bar.
Why not fucking go for $25 for an open
bar? No, $20.
$20.
Or is it $25?
It's $25.
$25.
For an open bar. The open night bar. Of the event is $35.
So save yourself $10 and go
it's
to...
It's an open bar.
Jazona.com. Get yourself registered.
Plus, there's amazing... Look, there's U2... How do you say? U2? The band? U2? Aren't there U2 tickets? And...
Oh, that's right. They are donating...
And Anaheim Angel tickets.
Anaheim Angel tickets. And some drunk pilot donated a scenic flight over Los Angeles as well.
Really?
Yeah, someone did. I don't know who they are, and I hope they're sober. But all I can say is there's a lot of great raffle prizes. The money will be well spent. If by any chance you're out of the area, and we'll get to that in just one second.
And you can still donate money, though.
You can still donate money. Go to Jazona.com. She'll link you right on up to Dean and Aldo's website.
You're asking an awful lot of my website.
I know, but, well, because you're promoting it all night long, so you are going to have to work.
Okay, then it's my turn, because I have a couple events coming up at the end of the month. Thank you. Tahoma's Go On returns to Hamburger Mary's on February 21st with Justice Page from San Diego. She's guest hosting. In fact, we are planning on going out to Los Angeles on the 20th.
Hmm.
Two of us.
Yes, absolutely.
And you.
Okay.
And everyone else.
Sounds
good. We should all go.
We should.
We had such a great response to Jazona's first weekend out in West Hollywood.
You're going
to
keep going?
2 weekends ago. Well, I have to because that's my new job with the magazine.
Oh, I forgot about Rage.
So it was a great experience, great response. So we'll see you guys out there on the... Oh, don't diss me, sir. I've been sitting here listening to these god-awful stories about slitting my wrist and popping pills and meeting the next life with a smile. And then the Homeless Go On returns to Hamburger Mary's Long Beach on February 21st. And February 28th, Jazona will be back in San Diego with Daisy Torres of Rage Magazine. Her counterpart.
Where in San Diego?
At the Flame.
At the Flame.
It's Daisy's birthday, and there is a... I just can't wait till it's Jazona's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be a hot party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So the 28th of February.
Yeah, and the flyer's linked up on Facebook, and will be coming to Jazona.com very soon.
So fantastic.
It'll be fun. And you're going.
I am going.
And you're taking the Monday off.
I will be. You have me taking a lot of time off work. I'm glad I don't work by the hour.
Well, I'm glad you own the business because, you know, that gives you a little more say. So
absolutely.
Wait, I mean, by own, I mean you actually make the tortillas.
I do. By hand.
By hand.
So one last thing I want to do.
Oh, you got something else to say?
Just one more thing. I want to give one more shout out to all my Embry-Riddle boys down in Florida. And that includes Paul.
Are they listening to this shit?
They are.
They are listening.
And I wanted to give a shout out to Paul and all my Embry-Riddle friends down in Florida. What is that, Daytona Beach?
Well, it's either Daytona or in
Prescott. No, but these aren't Prescott boys.
They're Daytona.
All the cute boys are in Daytona.
Daytona.
So, Daytona. And luckily they're not pilots because we know we don't like Embry-Riddle.
We don't like Embraer.
We do not like Embry-Riddle pilots.
Yeah.
So luckily these are not pilot students and they're all cute. So I know they've been sending me emails when the next podcast was coming out. So
have they really?
They have.
You've really been whoring yourself out here.
I have been, so... shout out to them, and that is it for this time. Look for us next week on Babble One.
You are so lame. This isn't Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, sir. That's not how you end a podcast.
Well, end it for me, bitch.
I'll do it. This is Jazona Stranger. And Phyllis Dean.
And Scooter,
who is not here,
who's not here tonight.
He's a flaky ass bitch. And you've been listening to Babylon. For now, you can find us at dellskatepod.com or jazona.com. And that's it.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Have a good week.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you this week at Hamburger Mary's on Sunday.
Next week.
Well, yes. We'll see you soon.